Wait, I didn't even. I choked, dude. Give me a second. Welcome to the friggin' D&D hour. It's time for RPG horror stories. Coming at you from Zachy Dean, the friggin' Riff Raff gang.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah, pretty
incredible.
Good.
Incredible.
Huh?
Like, I'd, first take as well.
Yeah, nailed it first try.
That know. Makes it sound like there wasn't any. Like, there were other takes, right?
It does. Yeah, it really does.
What I'm meaning by that is that it was a first take and it really shouldn't have been.
Say we should redo it?
Yeah.
Too late, brother.
All right, we're locked in.
Demon Ant, these are bite-sized, fast-paced, high-energy content. Anyway.
I'm energized.
Anyway, we're selling out for this episode. This is a bonus episode. We're doing something a little different. Mm. We're doing something a little fun. Something a little bit short form, even, perhaps.
Quirky, perhaps.
A little bite-sized?
Yeah.
A little
nibble
teeny,
on it.
Teeny tiny?
Yeah, a crumb.
A little
a crumb of content.
A little crumblet? Yeah, that's what they're talking about in the social space.
Are they? I don't think they should be.
Anyway, moving on.
bury that bit quickly.
So we're going to just do like a, we're going to play around with a little, doing a little bonus content. Mm. We're going to read some absolutely fucked stories from RPG Horror Stories, the popular subreddit. Are you familiar with subreddit, Tomothy?
I've perused a subreddit or two before.
Perused?
Yeah. Mm. My favorite one is
Is it Purple Coco?
Yeah, it is. I couldn't think of a funny one fast enough, so.
Purple Coco is the only subreddit that I
is that?
It's just plug sockets in places they shouldn't be.
It's great. Awesome. That's like, a great thing to have.
It's
I
just
think.
Photos into the plug socket on a roof or
that's
like in a tree.
At all.
Yeah. No, it's actually got 800 million Redditors subscribed to it.
Oh, God.
So. Yeah. Anyway, so we crack into a Reddit confession.
I
want to
hear about other people's terrible, terrible D&D games.
Yeah.
Because mine are always flawless.
Yeah, we never have anything crazy happen in our games.
Not a single thing.
No PvP.
Not one. not like once. Players just walking out.
No. Players just getting into fights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where people leave and are just kind of upset by the experience.
Yeah.
It couldn't happen.
It didn't happen. It fucking did. Anyway, let's start with a little story from a player named Novel Litwick.
Good.
Really good. It's okay. So this post is titled DM wants 15,000 euros from players. Now, Tom, just right off the bat, what are your thoughts?
I expect the same from my players.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, oh, right.
Yeah,
I
didn't
realize that was a thing, actually.
I guess that would balance out, because we both are players of each other's games.
See, so. It all works out. Checks and balances, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Let's find out why.
Yeah, how?
Wait,
do you need it for? Do you reckon they're, like, hiring... like production level
you're
equipment.
I'll tell you right now, you are giving way too much credit to this person. You're giving a generous
read. He just wants to take the money and run, maybe.
Let's get into it. So, a really short story about a group of players I adopted because of their former DM. My GF has a coworker who got interested in D&D, and his friend's group decided they wanted to play. One of them said that he could DM.
Oh, great.
And after a few weeks, yeah, it's great. It sounds like a nice guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is like the beginning of basically any good D&D story, right?
Yeah, for
it's like
sure.
It's a very typical start to
D&D is a great way to It's a speed run for friends.
Yeah, and money, apparently. And,
yeah, it's actually a get-rich-quick scheme, too, as I'm learning. Or maybe not. So,
do you reckon they gave it to him? Well, and then afterwards, they were like, wait, this was a bad idea.
Well, I mean, I know the answer. Do you want to speculate? Do you think, you know, knowing best off the time, how about I read a bit more before?
Yeah, okay,
because we need a bit more context. Yeah, after a few weeks planning, he sent a bill into his group chat used for organizing the game. So,
like an invoice.
Yes. Imagine, how would you react?
To seeing an invoice?
Just in like a Facebook Messenger chat. You know, like if in our Deadbeat D&D chat, if I just... mean,
instantly I'd be like, it's a joke, obviously. Oh, of course, this is like a funny bit. It's like, oh yeah, haha. You want money for being the DM. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Or funny or whatever.
It would be... Yeah.
It's improbable. It's like beyond the realm of possibility.
It's right up there on the episode curve.
I feel like maybe if I was in a... like a professional setting. Like if this was like agreed that this was going to be like a...
Like you were in a professional setting?
Yeah.
What is this then?
I've never...
You see the cameras?
Yeah, well, I've already given you 1500.
You see the producer? You see the guy
right
in the
there.
Corner?
Bring him in.
In frame. Get him in there. That's professional shit.
This is good.
I
mean, well, I have given you 15 grand, so...
Yeah, true. So I guess that did happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, wait. I wouldn't expect to do that. Did you write... did I write this?
I think you wrote this. this is your burner account.
An invoice has been sent to the group chat of just, like, a bunch of coworkers.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
And then they meet a guy who... It's like, oh, yeah, like... Totally. Yeah. No, oh, you guys want to play D&D? That's awesome. I mean, I know it's, you know, intimidating to start. I am a DM. I'm experienced. I could actually... It's like a scam.
Yeah.
It's like a... It's like this charismatic con artist.
I don't like it at all, actually.
Let me continue.
Yeah, please.
So he put everything he bought on there, every source book from D&D Beyond, a few painted miniatures and table materials, adding up to around 1,000 euros. So, 1,000 euros.
So far, well...
That's not too much. That's pretty reasonable. You know,
is it? At all?
I think you should pay me 1,000 euros.
1,000 euros? That's not
that's
like...
That's what we use for currency in New Zealand.
New Zealand dollars? Euros?
Yeah.
Yeah, we use euros here.
Yeah.
Famously interlinked with the European economy.
Yeah.
What are you buying that is costing you 1,000 euros? Right, like there's like 1,400 New Zealand dollars.
No, that's true, because
like the books are only like $100 each.
Yeah,
so you get the three core books.
Yeah,
it's like $300, sure.
Yeah, maybe he bought... I mean, there are a lot of module, you know, a lot of...
Yeah, but
books.
You're not buying, like,
maybe
every
bought,
module
maybe he
for
bought
a campaign.
Every single one. And maybe those miniatures he bought were, like, solid gold.
So, I mean, yeah, that's reasonable, I guess.
Yeah. I can just imagine. They'd be like, so, why did you charge us for the minis? Like, they were... Freaking 3D printed on Hero Forge.
On
Ever heard
Hero
of it?
Forge out of gold.
They're sponsoring the podcast. So okay, so 1,000 euros, but the title is DM wants 15,000 from players. So let's So where is the rest coming from? Let's continue. The funny thing. Everything's been pretty reasonable so far. The funny thing. Is that he also gave himself a pay rate for his time and calculated 421 hours of work.
Oh, what? This,
they haven't started playing yet. This is prep.
420?
421 hours of work, which added up to 15,787 euros.
Whatever campaign that needs, like, okay, like, let's say a campaign goes on for a year, right?
Yeah.
You're playing once a week, maybe a couple hours every session. You're looking at, like, maybe 200 hours?
Yeah.
That's, like, 4 hours per session, which these are long sessions.
Yeah, yeah.
where, does that mean he's doing 220 hours worth of prep work?
Well, so it seems to me like
hundreds of hours of prep.
Like, so I'm wondering if he's doing this in advance, assuming that the campaign, because my understanding is that this, he sent this.
I mean, he's businessly minded.
It's true. He's an entrepreneur.
He is
sorts.
An entrepreneur. He's like, he's calculating his working rate.
Yeah.
You know, he should contract DM.
He should. I mean, I think those exist. He could just do that.
They exist?
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm pretty sure there's,
I should do that.
Paid.
Do you reckon they get 15 grand? Like,
yeah, for
per
sure.
Campaign?
For sure. Yeah, I definitely, I know how much you prep. I'm pretty sure your hourly rate would be good.
I'm charging 200 at least.
Yeah. Yeah. That is. Anyway, so he expected everyone to pay him without even telling them that they should pay anything in advance. It's
a great
still
start. Just really drop a $15,000 invoice out of nowhere.
This is like they haven't played yet.
No.
It's crazy to me. Like,
all they've done is get a group chat together.
Yeah.
And the first thing this guy does in this group chat is drop in an invoice.
To be fair, that Facebook UI is pretty hard to use. Maybe they spent 421 hours just trying to set up the group chat, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy out there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I'm serious, man.
I saw you struggling with your phone before. I'm not even sure if you know how to turn it on yet.
Why would you pay me, man? I spent so much time for setting up that D&D chat for us, man.
400 hours, to be exact.
400 hours, dude.
Would you pay 15,000 euros for a celebrity DM?
Oh,
would I?
For a year-long campaign, yeah.
I mean, yeah, because that would be just like a
Matt Mercer.
If we got Matt Mercer on retainer for the podcast for a year, that would boost our numbers. Baby.
He's like a millionaire.
We would make that money. We would make that money back. Like that.
Yeah, very easily.
Dude, we should reach out.
I reckon, actually. 15 grand, that's got to be a lot for that guy, right?
Do you reckon freaking... yeah. Do you reckon Brennan would do it?
Lee Mulligan?
The Lee Mulligan?
The Lee?
Of UCB fame? And
yeah, I reckon
humor?
He'd do it. 15 grand. New Zealand, though. So compared
Brennan,
to US, it's like 10.
Yeah. Brennan, we're prepared to offer you 15,000 New Zealand dollars to come on the podcast for a year.
It's not worth it for one.
No, don't listen to him. Shut your mouth. You're always trying to ruin our chance of success.
I'm sabotaging you actively.
You're saying, oh, we need to think about morals.
Yeah.
Yuck.
I ain't paying for flights either.
I'll pay for flights.
You can find his own way here. Honestly, 15,000 for a celebrity DM, I probably would, to be fair. Even for like a couple sessions. It'd be sick as fuck to like have Matt Mercer or Brennan Lee Mulligan do a two-shot for us.
Yeah. In person. Not like
yeah.
over
oh,
Zoom.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. To clarify, no more than $20 over Zoom.
Yeah. This is Zoom. That rate's going way down.
Way down.
Maybe this guy was a celebrity.
Undercover. It's Matt Mercer undercover.
Maybe they just didn't even know. Maybe he's like, maybe it was like a famous, you know, maybe it was, you know, a famous DM. And
name one.
I was trying to think of the Adventure Zone.
Vin Diesel. Yeah. You're so right. Dude, I forgot that Vin Diesel is a DM.
Maybe Vinny freaking D.
Vinny D.
Vinny D. Williams was on the pod. And maybe he...
Lock him in.
He was just at around the water cooler, because I assume he works in office.
Yeah.
Job.
Oh, for sure.
The Fast and the Furious movies aren't doing too well.
No.
And he's just around, and then some people come up and they're like talking about D&D, and he's like, I actually play D&D. And then he's,
have you seen my movies?
Have you seen freaking First X, dude? And they're like, yeah, I don't really know about any of that. And like, oh, you're a DM. Could you DM a game for us? And he's like, yeah, I actually have a Patreon at the top tier. You can hire me for a DM, be your DM. And then they're just like, yeah, they're not listening. And then he charges them, and they're like, what the hell?
What is this?
They had freaking Vinny D on their pod. Yeah. Well, you know, not everybody.
No.
I forget that people play D&D for fun. They think
he's an accountant or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I respect this guy. I respect the...
Vinny D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, for sure. No, that's a horror story. I hate that. I assume they just found someone else.
Let me... there is more. So I'll finish it off. So my GF told me about this situation, and they are going to play a game with me as their DM for the price of... Please
did this guy
snacks.
Know?
How did this guy know?
Yeah. Like yeah. You said that the girlfriend told him and he's going to be the DM. It's like she just landed it on this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, she was just
by
like,
the way, our DM sucks, so you're doing it now.
We cannot afford this other guy. This freaking bald dude, we cannot afford him. But
We desperately want to, but we just can't.
Come on, you got a DM for us.
What gold do you reckon that guy could produce for 15 grand? I'm trying to think like what lengths I would go to make a campaign worth $15,000.
My assumption is that his idea of world building is like very, very like logistical.
Right.
So he spent 420 hours developing an intricate like economy.
Yeah,
and like
he built all the like stuff that you really don't need
like
to do.
Like a working world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, like no sort of vibes or sort of themes or anything.
And the minute he has to improvise, he seizes up.
He's sweating buckets. He's dabbing his forehead with a $100 note. Shit.
This wasn't in the script. Which, so, I have a 400-page script written.
Anyway, so this political party in your area. Yeah, that's absolutely fucked.
What's the DM, George Martin?
Oh. We cracked it.
We figured it out.
It was friggin' George Marr.
What a great... like shortening of that name.
I think my idea of cool, and I have to compensate because we're doing a D&D podcast.
Yeah, of course.
My idea of cool
we're
is to
not cool.
What? Well, no, but see, when you learn this little trick, you might be cool too. Yeah. You just sort of shorten things. So instead of saying, you know, like I'll take an earlier case study. You know, I said instead of Vin Diesel. I elongated Vin to Vinny.
Yeah.
Which is sort of a subversion of the rule that
it's
I'm explaining.
More syllables.
Yeah. But then I changed
you
Diesel
tightened it down
to
right at
D.
The end.
So ultimately, the sort of letter, you have less letters.
Yeah. Do you, though?
And that's all the time that we have for this little bite-sized episode.
We can't dive into that one at all.
I don't have time to do the surprise bit. Maybe I'll do it next episode.
Oh, I'm once again terrified.
60 seconds to plug. Please check us out on TikTok, Instagram, Deadbeat D&D. Check us out on YouTube.
Mm.
Check us out on all the things. Subscribe
Spotify,
to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spotify, wherever you
the
get podcasts.
Podcast is good.
Podcast is pretty good, yeah. It's all right. But yeah,
as funny as
if you enjoyed
this,
and you aren't familiar with the main campaign, we do run a main campaign of D&D where I don't charge $15,000. Although
wait,
maybe
what?
We should have a Patreon tier that's $15,000.
But I've already given you 15 grand.
Sorry, that was for a different thing.
Oh, that was setup costs.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was a finder's fee.
A finder's fee.
For this, the studio. Anyway, thank you very much. You got a sign off for? Should we do a sign off for this?
Sure. What's the sign off?
Keep rocking all the way to Wellington City, brother.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Don't salute.
That's stolen valor.